You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mons, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Hello, summoners.
I'm sorry for him.
Welcome to another pulse pounding.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning inducing.
There it is.
Tower ascending.
There it is.
Episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the Bone Saw.
Oh, you've already done it backwards. Okay.
But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I did not have the Macho Man, Lightstar, Seven.
Macho Man.
With me.
I want to be a Macho
Lightstar,
Man.
Macho Man Savage. We were just talking some Spider-Man nonsense, and then we got into, like,
Spider-Man!
One and Bones, and that episode with R.I.P. Randy Macho Man Savage, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. But anyway.
My favorite will forever and always be The Undertaker, who had the best ring persona guy with him of anybody. Like, the Paul Bearer was the best ring guy. Anybody?
Yep. Oh, you have no idea what you have unleashed!
We just switched gears. We're now a wrestling podcast. Shout out to the Armchair Bookers. Shout out to them. Actually, shout out to everybody at the Apple stores in Willowbrook and at Short Hills. I love you guys. Both of y'all were my family when I was there, and I had a bunch of barbecues with you folks, and anyway.
He's nostalgic, folks.
I am super nostalgic. But anyway, yes, wrestling.
Wrestling!
Horizon Zero Dawn. We're talking about all types of nonsense. We were in a really hot conversation about, I mean, as a warm-up to the show, because usually when you listen, we've already, like, had a good half hour of nonsense and just spit-taking ideas. And so we just kind of, like, invite you to come into the conversation we already started. We were talking EA, like, EA big titles.
But specifically... Mm-hmm. I said, I was just like, Beyond the Stars 319 says we are awesome. No, you are awesome, Beyond the Stars 319.
Beyond the Stars 319. Thank you for watching. Thank you for coming in and hanging out with us. I just want to know.
Do you really love me?
Do you have tickets, Lightstar?
Tickets to what, Aztec?
The gun show!
Oh no.
Anyway.
Do you have a concealed...
Yeah, we were talking some SSX tricky nonsense.
Specifically what I said was, NBA Jams. Phenomenal game. Magnificent. NBA, yeah. I would still go back
NBA
and...
Street. Yeah, all those NBA but, big games were just...
And then, you know, SSX tricky, and... All I'm saying is there are a lot of games that, you know, try to emulate them, try to take the good points. But here's my problem. Like, you brought up a good point. Steep, you know, fine game. I mean, I enjoy Steep. I like the wingsuit. But here's
honestly,
the thing.
I just don't even do any of those
stuff. But see, the wingsuit, you're missing out if you don't wingsuit, because like that is one of the more fun parts. But here's my problem with it. It's so hell-bent on realism, you know? It is just so determined to be realistic that it just cannot see past its own nose. And, like, here's the thing. Tricky was none of that. Here was Tricky. You go down a little ramp, and now you're flying up, like, half pipes and ramps and everything else, doing insane meta-human tricks that nobody should be able to do, while, you know, the one French snowboarder was like, c'est la mer. And, you know...
The backspin on the snowboard but while, like, you were flipping.
But that's the thing, like, you know, I loved the over-the-top, ridiculous, unbelievable tricks that you could pull off. I mean, just insanely good, awesome tricks. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, now we're into the realism thing. So, you want to do a half pipe competition? Well, you have to, like, look around with binoculars and figure out where that is. And then you have to, like, you know, get yourself helicoptered to the top of the mountain ahead of that, and then you have to make sure you navigate to it, because you might, you know, skate down past it, and if you do, then you have to go back up again, come back at it again. So now I've wasted like 10 minutes of my life just trying to get to the half pipe.
Use the map.
I'm just saying that that is not as enjoyable. And just like NBA Jams being idiotically good, it's like no basketball, like, and again, to your point, NBA Street also a great game, but no NBA games like have come close to hitting that level of hype in my world.
NBA Jam was awesome. Like, just the announcer alone made that game. But I don't want you to forget about the time that we went to Epcot. I want you to tell that story.
Okay. So,
the stupid mouse.
So way back on the Wayback Machine, a good 19 years ago or so at this point, Aztec and I, we were on our day off. We decided to, you know, go to Epcot. You know, we worked at Hollywood Studios, so we were like, you know, going to, you know, spread our branch, our wings, and, you know, see how we did. And
I still have the photos. I still have the actual pictures of the day. We went to the Chinese Pavilion. We went a bunch of places, and we took a bunch of pictures. And
you should scan those and send them to me again, so I can have them high on my roll.
I have at least two. Is the and we went to the Mexican, and we took a photo with the sombrero.
Rashi Boshi has a controversial opinion, and I don't know how I feel about it.
About what?
He says NBA Hang Time is better than NBA Jams.
I've never seen him be wrong before,
but, you know.
I've never played NBA Hang Time, so I can't say for absolute certain that he's wrong.
I played it, but not a lot. I played NBA Jam a lot. NBA Jam, a lot. So.
Like, come on. The nail in the coffin. Like, the announcer just made that game, like, so. But I've never played NBA Hang Time, so I can't, like, immediately discredit that. So, for lack of experience, I won't totally discount that. I wonder if I could find an emulator, though. Is it what platform? Is it on PS2, PS3? What is it on, Rashi Boshi?
Anyways, while he's doing that, so we're going around. As Aztec said, we were having a great time. We were chatting with people in the Mexico Pavilion, getting our picture with oversized sombreros with them, and, you know, just having fun and meeting people and everything, right? Then we go into the shop at Germany, okay? And there was this little gray mouse wearing lederhosen. And he was everywhere. There was like five, like, it wasn't like just like one row in like plushes. There was like all of them, surrounded. Everywhere. And, like, this is Disney World, so we're like, well, I mean, interesting that they have this, like, you know, Super Nintendo Genesis N64 that he knows.
Got you.
His is a four-player arcade machine, though, which means he's cool.
Hmm. Cannot argue with that.
Yeah. We'll have to see if we can find anywhere to actually play it and see. But I have a lot of nostalgia about Jams, so I don't know if we can be... Anyways, so, this little mouse, he's everywhere. Everywhere, 500 displays of this little mouse. And, you know, so, like, Aztec and I, we come from the school of thought that, you know, if you don't know something, you ask. You use your voice, and you ask. So... We there's this nice young man from Germany who is there, who's about what he's like 6'5" easily, like, but he's also like 80 pounds soaking wet. Like he was he was just a very like if you coughed on him he might have fallen over kind of guy, but like a nice I guess he was nice up until this point, but like. We ask him, we're like, oh, hey, who is this mouse that's all over? And he looks at, and I'm going to do this impression, voice and all, and understand, none of this is any type of judgment. This is straight up factual recreation of what happened. That is Diddle Mouse, you sillies. He is the German Mickey Mouse. And we sit there and we look at each other and we turn back to him and we're like, did you just call us sillies? And he doesn't answer. He just kind of wanders off at this point. And we're just like, he just called us sillies for not knowing what this, like, you know, the German Mickey Mouse was named. Like, that would just be a common parlance in the nature that, you know, everybody knows who Diddle Mouse is. You're a silly for not knowing.
Like, how did you not know who Diddle Mouse was? Like, I can't even say that, like, with a straight... Bam. But that was a funny story. I liked that one.
I still remember
that's
that.
That's on our Instagram, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, shout out to him, man. Hopefully, you know, thanks for educating us about the
Diddle Mouse
little brand of you know, characters or whatever, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm surprised we never bought one of those just so that, you know, we could have a tangible memory of the time. But I'm sure we were scared to actually do anything in that store since we'd already been called sillies for asking a question.
At the front, we just kind of like, yeah, we're going to back out.
All right, African Outpost? African Outpost. good times. So, yes, there is a arena event going on.
Yes.
And
more incentive to do my towers.
Yes, sir.
More incentive between the Summoner's Way, which has only a couple of glory points, and this event. I am getting the arena and world arena event. I already knocked it out for today. Did I? No, I did not. That was last night. So let me do exactly that. Do some Summoner's Way on the way. But anyway, yeah. So yeah, this event's great. They need more glory point awarding events. That is one of the few things they do not have, and we are thankful for this one. I know you've already maxed out your towers, 2 years ago?
Oh, something like that.
I still have...
He's also got other games he suggests emulating before NBA hit. See, but we have to try Hang Time if we can find it, because that's the one you threw down as a gauntlet against...
NBA Jam, which is a classic.
But he says NBA Showtime, NBA, or on NBC for the Dreamcast, or Run and Gun on arcade.
Run and Gun was pretty awesome. That I did play. But man, NBA Street, just good time. Like, Street 2 and Street 3 were just ridiculous because you can like customize your character's dunk. Oh, but so much fun. I had fun with both of those. I liked NBA Street. But yes, Summoner's War. Summoner's War, events. Do your events. 10 fights in the arena. Boom, boom, boom. And you get some pretty good awards. It changes every day, so it's not like something I can predict. But just for, you know, whatever, you get 20 glory points, 100,000 blue mana, and some energy, 100 energy. So do it.
Some more blue mana. Bing.
Why not? If you're like me and haven't maxed out your towers, it's perfect. If you already maxed out your towers and you need, you know, because of course there's other stuff in the glory shot. Rainbow Mon, XYZ. Go do it.
ABC. Easy as one, two, three.
Excellent. Next topic. I've been playing some Horizon. It's fun. It's like, it's like, you know, Hunter Sim. Like, you have to hunt not only these, you know, awesome mechanical animals, but you have to hunt actual, like, game, too.
Okay, but tell me what in the main story has happened so far, so I know where you are.
Let's see, the Braves already unfortunately got killed at the Proving. I'm looking for the guy that betrayed, that has the same focus that I have. So I just found out that he has some type of family, and he is and I have to find him because, you know, the people that killed, that attacked the Proving, have saw through my focus, and I need to find out how they, why they can do that.
Okay. All right. You are what I will call early game still. Got it.
Oh, 100%. Only 25%. 25% in.
Disappointing!
As usual. It would be more disappointing if I didn't play. But
that would be more disappointing. But at this point, I would have literally told you word for word the story if you weren't. The only thing preventing me from it is that's why I haven't done it, because you're actually playing.
I like...
You should be amazed at my resolve to wait, because that's how much I care about this movie or this game.
This game, but this, you know, guess who saved up a whole bunch of scrolls and got some pretty awesome units? And I know how hard that is for you to, with your impulse control problem.
I do have one of those.
You know,
I do have an impulse control problem when it comes to this game and scrolls. I got Virad. Was my first 5-star from my first of the 2 transcendent scrolls I had. One from my pieces and one from the summoner's way that I had gotten to and mostly finished. I got, in terms of light and dark, I got several mons that were, I mean, they're practically 5-star mons regular because they were 4-star light and dark. I got the Anubis, the light Anubis. I got the light Blade Dancer, which was the only one that I never had in Chun-Li or the Blade Dancer. You know, watching this fight, I know I'm going to win eventually here, but I don't know if you've noticed this inner server battle has been going on for 500 years. This is what I love about this team I have. It's all wind, so sometimes it takes forever to get the job done, but, you know, they're like the little engine that could. They're like Thomas the Tank Engine. They're just like, I think I can, I think I can, and then I win. See?
So, just to know, the team is the Wind Totemus.
Yep.
Good old...
Galadriel.
Lucian. Oh. Yeah, Galadriel. Yep. and the wind's giant warrior.
Yes. Escapes me. Yes, and the dark horse Rashiboshi, that one as well. I got the Dark Frank, which was a new one for me, and I got Kamatau, which was another new one for me as well. Yes. So,
good old Chopper.
And then, what was the other five star that I got? Hold on.
You got another, I think you got the Dark Pirate, Pirate.
Oh, the Dark Pirate. Yep, I didn't have that one either. But, what was the other five star? The one I got
you
second.
You got Varad, and you got the Water Chimera.
Oh, yes, the third attribute Chimera I didn't have. Yep. So, yeah. Really great. So far, I have six-starred Varad, and I've done some basic runes on him. I have gotten the Dark Horus and the Light Anubis both built up. And I, like, I haven't done anything with the Frank or Kamatau other than awaken them yet. And, yeah, I mean, they're really great. I will admit I have not had a ton of time to, you know, figure places for them yet, but, and team comps and things, but I did test them out in a few battles, and they're really great at what they do. Like, they are, I am very excited to get to know them better in my Sky Island and see where I can fit them into the rotation better. I think this might be the first inner server battle I'm about to lose here, because this team is very, they hit hard, and they have four healers, which might be too much for my little team to overcome.
Four different healers. That's crazy.
Yeah, they have well, no, I guess Gogol doesn't heal. So, yeah. No, so, well, no, I mean, they have the Fire Panda heals, the Water Werewolf heals, and the Light Howl heals. So.
Oh, you were talking about the other team. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're correct.
No, I know I only have two healers, but that's what I'm worried about. Like, will I be able to overcome this deficit of damage here? Okay, I mean, crap. I almost got one of them down. Anywho, I get distracted by watching these battles, you know?
Well, good thing I put them up on the YouTube channel. So
put them up there.
You can see Leon battles.
So, I mean, given we were talking about building monsters and all that, you did bring up a good point about something that, you know, I do. But, I mean, you brought up something that, you know, we've talked about in the past, but I really would love someday to have the patience to calculate this, but you said rune packs over scroll packs. Now, I will put this to the following, okay? I wholeheartedly agree with you that on paper, rune packs should be better. And then I will immediately disagree in the following way.
So you are of two different minds on the subject.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, okay? I will say that without good runes, your monsters are next useless, right? So, I mean, there's a lot to be said for the fact that, you know... Damn it. I almost beat him again. There's a lot to be said for the fact that you get guaranteed six-star legend runes.
Yeah.
But here's my problem with the, like, and I get it. I get that this is the whole idea, and, you know, it's what keeps you going and keeps people playing is, you know, having, you know, something to work towards. But if you think about it, it's like, And we all know I hate that when you get triple S in the Rift Raid Beasts, you get like 4-star blue runes. Like, I think that that is an insult beyond measure. But like, you know, when you work hard and you build your team and you finally are like clearing, you know, things like that, you know, on the regular basis and such, it's very insulting that, you know, you get crap runes. But like, that fact aside, like, even when I'm running something like, you know, dragons or necro or something, where I'm getting all triple S's and I'm getting guaranteed 6-star runes, still, yeah. I mean, it's probably like 1 out of every 30 runes is actually a gold legend rune, right?
Right.
And maybe like 1 in 4 of those will actually have a main attribute that I might want. And maybe 1 in 12 of those runes, maybe, will have 4 substats that you would want. And I mean, I'm being generous to say that that would even happen. But even on top of that, it's that you would have to actually have good substats. Because, I mean, again, you might get all the substats you want, and they'll be like the minimum ones.
Grindstones and such, like,
you can, but again, you... Here's the problem with grindstones. You can only grind, like, you can only swap one stat, and you can grind everything, but only a little. Like, and that's my problem, is, like, you know, I get that they're giving you tools to make the runes better.
Yeah, I think that's, there's no tools to make a unit better. You know, right. You have more chance to, and more opportunity to, you know, change with runes over you know, scrolls.
Right. But what I'm saying is that also the statistical chance that you're going to get a rune that is actually decent is so astronomical. I mean, I would say that, you know, you have to have farmed millions of runes to even have a chance at one singular perfect rune. And that's the goofy part to me. It's like, you know, that you would literally have... I can't believe I won that fight. That, you know, you would actually have...
Yeah.
I mean, I've had it before. I've actually bought rune packs before. And I've gotten flat stats in 2, 4, and 6 that weren't speed.
That's ridiculous.
And so, I mean, that's my point. Like, it's like the Rift Raid Beasts giving you a 4-star rune in triple S.
I got you.
I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, I don't get that that's part of the game and it's meant to keep you going and that you're supposed to keep playing. But, like, if I'm actually spending money and I can't even guarantee that those runes are actually going to... Like, do you know how painful it was that I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to spend $20. You know, why not? Let me get this rune pack. Guaranteed 6, you know, gold, you know, things. And I had to sell, like, 2 of those. I'm like, what was the point of that? And then the others, it was like they had, like, 2 or 3... flat stats for substats, and I'm like, there is absolutely no point to that.
I can't argue with that.
So, I mean, I will say that, like, if I were to buy a pack, like a summon pack, sad days, lost my first battle. I mean, if I were to buy a summon pack and I get a dupe, I can at least turn it into crystals. And I'm at least then guaranteed a 50-50 shot on my next 5-star, right?
Okay. Right.
So, I mean, I'm actually getting some, you know, balancing for the punishment I've received, right? Like, but I buy a rune pack and 2 or 3 of the runes are absolute crap. What am I getting out of that? I'm getting nothing except some blue mana for selling those runes that I can't use. That's my problem with this game is that. And while we're talking about something I hate, I don't know if you noticed it, but like there's and I often do not say anything unkind about come to us, so take this with a grain of salt, but I just thought it was very interesting that they were straight up offering iPads to people to play Lost Centuria.
Yeah, that was not a good look.
I mean, I get that it's a contest. I get that not everybody was getting it, but, you know, it was... To me, that was a little bit... That was a little bit much. It was a little... Oh, much. But... Hey. But no, I mean, the thing is, I will still say that, yeah, rune packs are good, and... You know, at least you're cutting out a lot of time farming, because again, like I said, you know, the equivalent is like, you know, 90 rounds of you know, B12 in Kairos, you know, for you to even get there. So I mean, you know, you are saving a lot of time by buying those packs. So I mean, I get it. I fully 100% get that they are a boon to time saving to buy rune packs, but I just, like, if something in a rune pack is crap, I get nothing out of it, whereas at least when I'm summoning, if I get a dupe, I'm at least getting something out of it.
Good point. I've had better luck, unfortunately, buying rune packs, so perhaps that has, you know, weighed my opinion on.
Thank you, War616. It was a great day. I had a lot of fun. We had an ice cream date, Pauline and I.
Oh, we gave you some birthday shoutouts. Birthday love.
Yeah, War616.
Good God, y'all.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again.
I get it. Good old Rush Hour. Good times.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
He definitely does. Best one. Alright, I'm just going to do this.
But, I mean, I will say that that's even like, you know, the last crafting event. I pretty much went as far as I could with my runes before I took them, and I would still say they weren't perfect, and it was like hundreds of refreshes on the substats. So like that to me is where the problem is, that you could like spend so much time and effort trying to get a perfect rune roll and you will never get it. Or it's like so statistically small, you may as well be trying to hit a pinpoint on the moon with a slingshot, blindfolded.
Of Aloy slingshots?
Probable.
Last sling? Aha. But when you do, it's pretty amazing. Because you can...
Nice, War. What did you pull? He pulled a new monster, and he's got 59,000 HP.
Wait, what? Which unit is that? That's...
Oh, no, I asked him. Hopefully we'll hear back soon.
Pretty impressive.
That's rather amazing. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to... Oh, okay. That's Ciara just murdered my Eladriel. Carnal. Fire, what are they?
Fire Slayers, I guess.
Slayer, yeah, that's what they are. I knew it was Fire Bison, but you know,
Bison.
Oh. Ads running. Classic.
Good old Fire Bison. I'm having such a time of who I should six star. Like, that's should be the easiest thing.
What are your options?
Too many to count. Fire Demon, Wind Demon, Oh, no. Sorry. Not even something I have to do. Reach max level with 3-star monster. Oh, sorry. So I didn't have to. So I would have been highly upset if I did it for no reason. But anyway, just in general, it's like, it's crazy how many 6-stars I need to make and who are at max level 5-star. I'll just give a really short list. You know, Fire Demon, Wind Demon, freaking Zyros. Like, I mean, it's not even Rika. I have to 6-star like everybody. Like, just
wait,
everybody.
You don't have your Rika 6-starred?
I don't have any of them 6-starred. That's hence the question. What should Aztec Olmec 6-star next? Since I'm so arenaed out and I need to farm arena. I mean, all those are arena units, but you know, it's like,
you know, even before anybody else, I would say the two that are at the top of my list for you, would be nice. Yeah, he pulled a cardinal, 59,000 HP. For me, I would say either the Wind Demon, because depending on what teams you're going against, like, it can prevent res. But realistically, Rika is bae in all things, and she can help way more places than just arena. And she is so phenomenally good at what she does. So, Rika. And also Rashiboshi, or I mean, War says Rika. And Rashiboshi also says Rika. So, there you go.
Yeah.
That's 3 for Rika.
The consensus has been met. We shall.
There is consensus. After
do that thing.
After this fight, what do you say we do a little baby summons after yeah, War agrees with my order on this as well. He says go Rika, then Wind Demon, then Zyros. Which is what I would say, because I mean, like I said, Wind Demon, like Mephisto, he's really great. And not many people have him or use him, and he can shut down a lot of different types of team comps that rely on resurrection mechanics to stay viable. So, I mean, you know, you think about, like, a lot of people pull in Samanth, and, like, you know, you can stop him coming back. You can stop, you know, what is it? The Fire Phoenix. Oh, poop. What's his name?
Teshar's a wind. I know what you're talking about.
Tanky and non-destroy for Zyros. That's interesting. I might have to go look at my Zyros and see. Why do we keep running into these teams that have obnoxious amounts of healing on them?
Healing is awesome.
I suppose.
It just dawned on me because, you know.
Oh, he says tanky and destroy runes on the Wind Demon, Mephisto. Oh, well, I'll go look at how I built mine. I don't remember exactly what I put on mine anyways. But you were saying Aztec.
I had 2 Rikas.
And neither of them are 6-starred?
Of course one of them is 6-starred.
Well, then there you go, Mephisto. Oh, wait, did you already 6-star the other Rika?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You goof.
Funny. All good. So next will simply be Wind Demon. But yeah, well, let's do a baby summon, because I know you did.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for this battle to end, if it ever does. I'm too proud to quit, you see. I'm not going to give the Japan server the satisfaction of me
now
quitting.
You're talking.
All right. I'll definitely check out your Darien. Do you have War616 on your friends list?
I don't, but I think I could.
It's
let me check.
It's War.616. So if you can find him, he says he's got the best 2A Darien
in the world.
I literally just 2A'd my Darien today. And it made me think, you know, I should do more R5. Okay, I'm going to lose this fight, I can tell. And I'm giving him the satisfaction, Aztec.
Oh. It's all good. I don't think he is on the friends list, but guess what? I will remove. And I will add.
Do it, Doug! Exclusive summoning. Enival. No. And... Yeah. He's got a monster review of his there, so we can go right there and find him as well.
Say no more. Darien.
We gotta upvote this guy. He's low. I've had to load more twice now. First, come on, stop being frozen. All right, let's see. HP 63.
That's a lot of HP. Now that's a lot of HP.
Plus 32 defense. Plus 19 HP. Plus 63. Plus 22 defense.
He went rage. Wow.
So he's gone broken. It's all broken.
So he went broken and
29% and 13 defense. 13 and 63. Wow, and you don't even have a HP rune on your 6 slot. Think how much more amazing he'd be even if you had that. That's pretty...
Upvoted. So, good on you.
30,000 extra HP, so he's rocking a cool 42,000 HP. Mine, not so much. No, just a little baby 27. Tip my hat to you. Yeah, mine is also broken. Nothing maxed. Nothing grinded. Yeah, no. I've got some work to do to catch up. His is significantly better than mine. I will work on that War616, because I want my Darien to be even in the same beef category as yours. Would be nice.
Beef. It's what's for dinner. Yeah, that was a tanky Darien. Shout out to you.
Yeah. Jeez, that's quite the tank you have. Mine gets the job done, so we're fine with him being his trash runes and all.
Trash!
Time all right. To do some summoning. I'm just making space. And once the space is made, summon.
We're going to do two attribute each and then a few mystical and call it good.
Should I count it down?
As always.
My hombre.
My hombre brings all the boys to the yard. They're like...
Three, two, one, and summon. Can't get to the summon end fast enough.
Hey, look it, I got lightning.
See?
Oh, already little brownie tactic. Magician. All right.
I got lightning myself.
I have to build the brownie magician someday.
I got another Anubis. Definitely not a light Anubis, but a fire one.
Antares, right? Wait, no. That's,
The Fire Lich. What is the Fire Anubis? I forget.
I'll look it up after.
But it's already been a lightning-tastic episode, as promised.
It sure has. Gonna do two more. That was one. Okay, and I got lightning on the last one I called, so you see, we're doing fine. And a Firebomber Zebralto. Okay.
Fire Nearstone agents.
Ooh, nice.
I am just gonna assume that I have her.
Kamun. Kamun is Kamun, the fire one.
The fire Anubis.
Speaking of Kamun, anybody watched Moon Knight?
I have not watched Moon Knight.
I know. Everybody else out there, though, go watch Moon Knight. It's great. It is so good.
Well, besides some Neostone and some Kamoons, that's it for me, bud.
Yep.
Peor, excellent. And Varad in one day. Very cool.
What a time.
Very cool.
You know, and I forgot, I have Odin, so, you know, I should build Odin as well.
Odin would be the wind, lightning emperor, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Odin's awesome.
Truly.
One of the few units that has two passives. How many units can you count that have two passives? They're just going. Yeah, Odin's the man.
Yeah, I should build him.
Amduat. The Dark Horse. Very cool.
Oh, yeah, and the Light Samurai. I forgot about Tossi.
Yes. And the Light... I think we got the Light Barbarian King. But
yeah, but that one I had before, so... That was my only dupe in the whole arrangement.
Very cool. Who are you shouting out this week?
You know, definitely... War616, Rashi Boshi, Beyond the Stars 319, like, thanks for coming, hanging out, all. Of course, my co-host, my great friend of many a decade now, wouldn't know what to do if I didn't have this to look forward to once a week, you know? Be all sad and lonely and just talking to myself,
You gotta have your outlets.
Probably
you gotta have your outlets.
Probably end up in a hot tub trying to stream. and you know, yeah, no, like everybody in the community, like, you know, keep on making content, everybody. It's a great game. I enjoy it. Let's keep it alive for a little while longer.
The 8th year is coming up. It's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
That is, like, strange and unusual. Well, yeah, definitely shouting out the Apple stores at Shore Hills and at Willowbrook.
Willowbrook?
Yeah, and you know what? I gotta shout out Menlo Park, too, because they actually helped me out pretty well. And Micro Center. Micro Center Micro Center, you know where you are. You're, you know, Patterson, New Jersey. Sorry. Anyway. So that about wraps it up. New episodes on Saturday. Lightstar777 Gaming. We stream on Wednesdays or Thursdays sometimes. I don't know. We get weird. We get weird here. Reach out to us, mrggsw@gmail.com. mrggsw on Instagram, mrggsw on Reddit, mrggsw on Facebook, Lightstar777 Gaming, and our Discord. Discord. Anyway, Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe is our Discord. Come and talk about nonsense with two geeks that talk about monsters. I think that was all of them.
I like it. You resisted calling out a food place this week. I'm proud of you.
Oh, you better believe I'm gonna do exactly that.
You get hungry, that's for sure.
I gotta shout out the Folklar Artisanal Taco, who just delivered my DoorDash. So I'm gonna go eat tacos in a minute. So I hear they're awesome, so I'll give you the 4-in-1 next week on MRGTSW.
Tune in next week for Taco Talk with Aztec Taco and Lightstar. Taco
Talk. Ooh. I can talk about tacos all day. I love tacos. Shout out to all the taco people. People that make tacos.
All the taco people. I can literally eat tacos
7 days a week and I wouldn't care. I wouldn't. Anyway, everyone live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.
Live long and prosper.